Episode 3097, Little Things Make a Big Difference.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. So how are you? I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and you got to get some health on because I know you're going to feel great when you do it. I know it's not always fun, but when you do it, the rewards are so much greater afterwards. Little things make a big difference. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, when trying countless diets or embarking on strenuous workouts, which we've all been there, these types of regimens are short-lived. But if you want that optimal health, you're going to find success in the small steps. That's right. Little things make a big difference. As you know, we live in such a fast-paced world where everything is, you know, microwavable, basically. You want that instant gratification, and it becomes our norm. We want the quick fixes, those instant results, but we forget how long it took us to get to where we are at the time that we're thinking about our life and healthiness and all of that. And usually, unfortunately, it comes because of a 911 situation. And what I mean by that is that maybe you've gone to your doctor and your doctor says, I'm looking at these, you know, test results, and they are just bringing up a few questions. Maybe someone in your family has had a health crisis. Maybe you're just feeling tired and exhausted and the energy is not where you want it. And you're like, I got a lot more to live. And maybe you've got empty nesting happening, but your children now are growing in a different way. They're growing their families, which means you got to be chasing more kids. So wherever you fall on the spectrum, because you could be on the young side too, and you're like, oh, I only have one kid and I'm exhausted. How am I ever going to have this second child? Yeah, I know. Been there, done that. I'm not doing it again, by the way. I did it 5 times. Okay, I'm not going there anymore. But when we look at our health and how we really need to live out our best health, sustainable health and well-being, well, it requires a shift in our mindset. It just does. And a lot of people don't want to look at the mind and say, okay, what am I thinking about? Because what you think about, you bring about. You hang out there. If you're always hanging out on Netflix, what do you think you're doing? You're clicking to the next binge show to watch, right? Like, what show am I going to binge? What is it going to be? I'm going to be all in. And you get caught. That's why I'm not there. I'm just saying. Because I would be one of those. I would be so attached to it. Now, I just don't have a lot of time because I'm doing a lot of creative work. And it's great. I love that. It's by choice. However, I do also love a good show, a good movie. And so you have to figure out what works for your life. It is figuring out your specific puzzle pieces with your body. And so it requires you to do something different to get out of the norm. So instead of reaching for that extreme diet or obsessing over the latest fitness trends here for the summer or going into the fall, it's time to focus on the little things that can lead to long-term success. So you got to do the little things. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. So I just want to dive into it because, you know, I'm probably going to get talking and my mind's just going to go woo, and it's going to be all over the place, but it's going to be all over the place in a positive way. And I really want to give you 3 specific nuggets, all right? It's the little things. Prioritize how and when you eat. All right. Now, when you're listening to this, I know you're like, Christiane, you've talked about this before. I get it. But guess what? You're in a different season right now. It's a different day of the week, in a different month. So I want you to look at it differently. We all need to be looking at what we can do better. Right now, man, I'm making some changes and I'm already seeing results. Not even 7 days in. Woohoo! I love it. And it's so exciting. And I'm telling you right now, it's the little things. I'm not doing anything extreme. One thing I'm doing, which I'll share with you, is helping reduce my inflammation dramatically. Now, this is for my body. So when I'm telling you all of this, understand that you have to look at your situation, your body. I always encourage you to talk to your physician, your medical provider, and get insight. You don't want to jump into something crazy because remember, your body reacts chemically. It also reacts out of its emotion. So you have a certain range of motion. So you don't want to go and try to do crazy fitness exercises when you're not built for that, or if you've had knee surgeries or hip surgeries or replacements, whatever it is. So really be mindful, okay, of what you're looking at for your body. All right, so let's go back to number one. Prioritize how and when you eat. One of the most effective ways to improve your health is through mindful eating. All right, that means, in my opinion, paying attention. Okay, this word mindful people throw around all the time. Yeah, slow down, savor each bite, pay attention to what you're eating, the textures, the flavors, the sensations. You know, does it give a little tingle to your tongue? I was just having a talk with my daughter's boyfriend who, okay, I won't say this out loud, but you know what probably is coming next eventually. But anyway, we'll leave that for another discussion. And in that, we were talking about bubbly water, okay? So sparkling water. Now, a lot of people like soda, but people who like soda don't always like the sparkly water. And I'm weird. I love water. I don't want it flavored. I don't want it sparkly. I don't want any of it. I want my straight water. I can guzzle it till the cows come home. I love my water. And so we were talking about that, and he said, well, you know, when I think about it, the only time I really drink bubbly water is when I'm going to have like a meal, because it just helps to like settle everything. And I don't know, it helps to also cleanse the palate too, and what it does within your mouth. So here he was being mindful. All right. He was really paying attention. He goes, and I told him, I said, well, do you want me to send this bottle home with you? Because I have this huge Perrier bottle, and Perrier is not a sponsor of this episode. Maybe they should be. But anyway, so it's this huge bottle. And I said, do you want me to send this home with you? Because he was here visiting. And he goes, oh, no. Just keep it. He goes, I won't drink anything. I'm not having a fancy meal or anything. He goes, I'm going to drink my straight water, which that's what he does. So we have got to pay attention to what we're putting in our mouths, not just putting things in our mouths. Right? So my other son, my youngest of the three that we have, but he's our youngest of five, he decides that he's really working on bulking up and all of this, and the boy needs to eat. He really does, in a good way. It's just that his metabolism is so amazing. Like, I wouldn't kill to have it, but I would love to have his metabolism. We'll leave that, though, for another episode, because, you know, that leads us down to another rabbit hole. But he is sitting there, and he will get a whole cup of Goldfish. They too are not a sponsor, by the way. And he would sit there and eat them like he's drinking something, right? He just holds it up to his mouth, and I don't know how many fall in, not like I'm watching him like a hawk, but that's how he does it. And so he doesn't have to touch his hands to it or anything. And he's this full cup. I mean, it's probably like a 16-ounce cup, and it's full of Goldfish. Now, if he does it, it's great. If I do it, I'm in trouble. Like, I pay the price. I'm bloated, not hugely bloated, but my stomach starts to have the growling of the coyotes, okay? That's being mindful. That's what I mean. It's not about, gosh, do I like that food? Do I really want to eat it? Does kale taste good? You know what? Kale's great, but for me specifically, I can't handle kale. Why? I know this is strange, but there's too much fiber in it. My body just does things weird. I'm weird. I'm on the extreme. I know. I've been doing so much testing. Don't tell me. I get it. I've talked to naturopaths, regular paths, MDs, DOs, you name it. I've talked to them. Nutritionists. I mean, I've gone through the schooling myself, and it is ridiculous. Like, I agree. I'm an extreme case, and it's bad. But you see, I'm mindful of my body. I know what it does. So I know what I need to do for it. So that's what you need to do. You need to know your body so well that if you choose to have a 16-ounce of Goldfish, you know exactly what it's going to do to your body. Because then you can be okay with whatever happens. If you do get a little bit bloated, you're like, that's all right, because I really wanted the Goldfish. Or if you're like, gosh, I eat it, but then, man, I just have this crash and I just feel yucky. Or it doesn't bother you, right? You're going to be prepared. And then you know, okay, this is what happened. So really be mindful of what you put in your mouth, paying attention. And when you become more in tune with your body's hunger and fullness cues, then you're going to be less likely to overeat. So start practicing, like, during the day. One meal. Pick one meal. Don't pick all of them because you're going to be exhausted. And then if you really want to be mindful, keep a book log or a log book, however you want to say that. Have fun with it. And write down exactly what you eat, when you eat, and then have how you felt during, and then how you feel after. And that after, I truly mean after, as in 15 to 20 minutes, no more than 30 minutes. Okay, because your body's already starting to break things down. Now, there are some things that you will eat, and we won't go into all those details right now, but some things that you eat, you will have, it'll take longer to kind of be absorbed. But you need to make note of that, because if you're eating breads and you don't realize that you're having a reaction to them and you just account it towards maybe something else that you think you are, but you eat this bread and you eat it all the time, you're like, gosh, I feel this way. And you start looking at the log and you're like, oh, maybe I have a problem with gluten. You can be gluten intolerant and not have celiac disease. You can't. I know that doesn't make sense sometimes because you're like, well, isn't it supposed to be? Yeah, no. There's extremes, there's pluses and minuses to everything, right? That's why you got to be in tune with your body. So prioritize how and when you eat. Now, on the when you eat, intermittent fasting is a great thing for so many people and for so many reasons. Is it for everybody? My quick answer is no. Can everybody benefit from intermittent fasting? My quick answer is yes. However, you still have to know your body. You still have to know what season you're in. Is it right for you? Okay. If you're pregnant, intermittent fasting is not right for you. It is not. You have another little human being inside of you. You need to be eating accordingly to basically cook this cute little human being that's being made inside you. So really look at where you are. Okay. But when you choose to eat a meal, really does affect how you digest it, how you feel, both during and after the meal, and then what it does to your body after it goes through like your sleep cycle. Okay, do you wake up? Are you a little more swollen? You know, if you are one who likes a lot of salt, you may be retaining too much water. And so let's say you go out to eat, and all of a sudden you're like, gosh, my rings are a little tight. My watch doesn't seem to, you know, fit right. You just feel kind of a little fluffy is what I like to say. So if you're feeling that fluffy moment, then you can look back and say, oh my gosh, yeah, I ate out and it probably had so much salt in it. Now I could have had other things too, but when we eat out, let me tell you, sodium is skyrocket. Okay. So when you do eat, the time frame that you eat it, if you're intermittent fasting, for some people, you can go 20 hours and then only have a 4-hour eating window. And I mean, for some of you, it may work great. For others, you may be like, this is ridiculous. I can't only eat all my food in 4 hours. Well, maybe you can't, but maybe you should, or maybe it doesn't work for you. Maybe you need to look at a 6-hour window or an 8-hour window. Some people may need to change up their intermittent fasting and really, you know, not have a set time, but every other day is something different. So it's really the flexible intermittent fasting. And so you have it maybe 10 hours that you're not eating anything, and then you eat something. Maybe it's, you know, a 12 or 16 hour, and then you go to just eating 3 meals a day. Maybe it's you eat 6 meals a day, but they're very small meals, okay? You're thinking bird-like, all right? So there's so many things here, all right? I mean, we could spend hours just talking about prioritizing how and when you eat. But when you do it, the impact is absolutely incredible, okay? And so you really want to look at what best serves my body right now. Okay, if you're older, you might have that flexibility to try out intermittent fasting and see, gosh, how do I feel? For me, as I'm recording this episode, I did a 4-hour window of eating. So that means I'm going 20 hours without any food and 4 hours of only eating. Now, for me, that's actually not bad at all. It's easy. I can do days without eating, and I actually feel better. I'm told you I'm strange. But that 4-hour window, some people are like, I couldn't eat all that food. Well, I'm not supposed to eat all that food. I'm not taking, you know, three meals and scrunching them in to 4 hours. I'm eating what I need to for my body. And so I've had nothing but healthy foods, but it's within a 4 hour window. So play with it, see what happens. You know, oddly enough, I have more energy, which I've always known this, but I don't need a lot of food. But maybe you're one who does. I mean, my husband, he is one who's like, if I do not get breakfast, it is not going to be a good day. And it's true. I mean, his blood glucose level, man, it just begins to tank and he just feels yucky if he doesn't eat something. Now, part of it is he gets up very early in the morning. So his day is starting at 5 o'clock in the morning. Like he's eating breakfast at 5 o'clock in the morning, but his bedtime is at 8 o'clock at night. So his time frame is different. If you work night shift hours, man, that is going to affect these little things that you're doing. So you've got to figure that out for you. Do you see how we could be talking about this forever? All right, I'm going to take a breath and we're going to go to number two. Incorporate intentional movement into your daily routine. Now, I know you already know this, but movement is a good thing. Now, I'm choosing to call it movement, but you know it's exercise. And exercise doesn't always have to involve these grueling hours at the gym or intense workout sessions. It's about finding ways to truly incorporate movement into your daily routine, whether it's taking the stairs instead of the elevator, going on a walk during your lunch break if you work in the corporate world, or doing a quick 15-minute workout at home or a HIIT training, right? Every bit of movement counts. By making these small changes and incorporating this, you're going to increase your physical activity without overwhelming yourself or possibly causing unnecessary physical harm, both to your muscles, to your joints. Okay. If you go and look at some of these extreme people out there that are doing some crazy things with their body, that's great. But I'm here to tell you, they will pay for it later in life. I don't know how much later, but they will. Things will happen to their body. It just does. So you got to think about what you want and the lifestyle you want to have. Like for me, my saying is I want all my own body parts when I go. When I leave this earth, I want all my own body parts. So if anything, I don't want a hip replacement or knee replacements. I want to have my own. Like I don't need any additional things. So what is it for you? What does it look like? Now, let me tell you what I'm doing. Right now, I'm focusing a lot on what I put in my mouth and when I'm doing it. When it comes to movement, I have, number one, a standing desk. And so I get up and I record, I stand up and I write, I sit down and then I get up. So I'm always moving and standing. It's not good for me. It's not good for my hips. I would run and hit the pavement for miles upon miles every day for, oh my goodness, years upon years. And that did not fare well with anything below my waist. I mean, actually my knees are fine, but it's more of my heel and then my hips. And so what is it for you? What do you need? So for me, a standing desk works great. Now I also have a desk bike and literally it's a desk and a bike all in one. I love it. I love it. I love it. And it has this adjustable top. So if I want something kind of really low, I can, and you know, I can sit there and hang out. If I want to have my monitor that's 27 inches, I can take my Bluetooth keyboard and sit there and work with that and still see the big screen, or I can have my laptop, or I can have my book and I can sit there and bike to my heart's desire. I love it. I can pay bills from there. Like I do everything from my desk bike and it literally sits in my studio. And so it's right there. And when somebody comes in to talk to me, part of the family, you know what they do? If I'm not sitting on it, they jump on it and they do a few quick rounds. Guess what? They're getting in movement too. It's serving everybody, not just me. But understand, it's where I see it too. So if you're one who out of sight, out of mind, I think we did that, was it last week or the week before? Anyway, it was one of our healthy, I think it was one of our Wellness Wednesday things. Maybe it wasn't, but it's there. I'll put it in the show notes for you. But anyway, out of sight, out of mind. If you're one who needs to have it in front of you so you'll do it, then you need to put it in front of you so you'll do it, whatever that is. If it's getting on a bike, for me, I hit the pavement so many times, riding a bike is much better and swimming is much better. I love walking. I love being out in nature. Here in my studio, I have a full wall of windows. It's completely open. I can see everything. I love it. Now, I don't get my vitamin D. I have to actually physically go outside to get that, but it does give me everything else. So I'm spoiled in that regard. So think about how you can incorporate intentional movement into your daily routine, what you normally do. This isn't trying to change and add to something. It's incorporating into. So you can't give me the excuse that you don't have enough time, because I've taken that away from you. And finally, number three, you got to get enough quality sleep. Sleep is often underestimated in its role on how it's played in our health. And let me tell you, this past few days, I have been so bad, so bad. And I know I'm feeling it now, and I'm paying the penalty. I used to do it when I was young, can't do it now, but I still am sometimes. But let me tell you this, poor sleep can lead to increased stress levels automatically, impaired cognitive function. I can tell when I'm getting tired because I just kind of feel like I'm a little bit droopy. Now, I don't normally talk like this, right? But I get so tongue-tied. And the sleepier I am, or the more exhausted, actually sleepy is not a word because I don't get sleepy. It's just I'm tired. I'm physically tired. And it's because my brain's like, too much. Too much is happening. And a lot of it, it's overstimulation. So at some point you have to say enough is enough. And then if you're not getting good sleep, guess what's not happening? You're not getting your body to be able to take out the trash. Yeah. That's when you get rid of all of your bad stuff, all the toxins. That's where your cells get to rejuvenate. And if you're not sleeping, they don't get to do that. So guess what? You get to keep all of that trash with you. Yeah, that's not good. And that's where our cortisol begins to pipe up high. And if you've eaten late or done crazy things that day, guess what? Yep, you haven't used it. You haven't burned it. You're keeping it. You're keeping all of it. And so it's feeding those fat cells. Even if you've lost weight and you're not trying to lose weight anymore, guess what? Those little bad habits there will go in and say, ooh, and the fat cells have memory. And they're like, ooh, I get to get a little bit bigger today. Okay. You don't want that. You want to be on the healthy side of who you are becoming. And every day is a choice. And that's what you're looking at here. So you got to get some sleep. And let me tell you, I'm telling this to me because I need to get some sleep. Prioritize that quality sleep. Make it a priority. So establish a bedtime routine that includes relaxation. Like seriously, turn off the daggum electronics. I do it, not so good. All right, I'm sitting here saying, do what I'm telling you, don't do what I do right now. Because I'm getting better at this, because this is my weakness. It truly is. And guess what? I'm so in tune with my body that I know that I really got to work on that, okay? Now, I'm great at relaxing. Oh, I can relax. My work is relaxing. Oh, it's work, but it's relaxing because I enjoy it and the lives that I change, because you're family to me. So when we come together like this, I don't think it's work. I would have quit a long time ago. So we've got to look at this and say, what can we do? How can we create this wonderful, beautiful sleep routine that's going to feed your mind, body, and spirit, right? And maybe it's reading a book or taking a warm bath or, you know, practicing meditation for some of you. Stretching. Now, I love stretching, and stretching to me is oh so nice. I just can sit there and I love, okay, if you never, I'm just jumping in here. If you have never done the butterflies, remember the butterflies? Go all the way back to elementary school. Go back to PE class. Who was your PE teacher? You probably don't remember. I can't say I remember either, but all my PE teachers were great. And I remember one always, the most fundamental, is doing kind of your butterflies where you sit down and it's not crisscross applesauce spoons in the bowl. That's where your legs are crossed and then you put your hands. Yeah, that's for preschool. But when you're sitting down, your feet are together. And so you have the wings and you can fly and, you know, kind of flap your wings. That's where your knees bend, you know, come from the thighs and go down to your feet. Okay, you know exactly the position you're in. So when you're in the butterfly position, what is so nice is just to sit there. And I literally sit there and I just let my body relax. and I press down a little bit, and then I pull my feet in a little bit closer. I lean down into it, really, really stretch out my lower back, and I just rest. And if I don't get down very far, I don't push it. I go as far as my body will go, and then I come back up, and I just breathe, and I've got my water there, and usually I'm listening to beautiful music, and then I do it again. I pull my feet a little bit closer, and then I stretch it out further and further because I'm going over. Pretty soon, I'm bent in half. Oh, yeah, this girl can stretch. That is something now for me that is awesome. And so I would encourage you, maybe you need to look at red light therapy. There's red light therapy. We probably should do a huge episode on that one. But red light therapy is great. Maybe you have a spa near you that you can do red light therapy. Now for some, you got to test it out. For some, it actually can stimulate you and actually energize you. So you got to figure that out. But if it's not and you have something that's in your home, then allow yourself to just relax and lay in that red light therapy. Be there for 15, 20 minutes, however long you're supposed to for your body and your condition. Okay. Always consult a physician. That's what I'm going to say here. And maybe that's something you can add to your routine. Now I get it. It's hard, but you really want to aim for 7 to 9 hours. Come on. We can do this. We got this. So let's come on, fist pump in the air across the airways. We got this. And I promise you, you will feel so much better. And the energy that you will have, because remember, you're combining it with more movement and you're going to start eating better and knowing how and when to eat. So stop scrolling through your phone or watching TV right before bed, right? Leave it on the nightstand, because if you want to have the greatest impact on your health, little things. It's the little things that make a big difference. And gradually over time, you're going to develop a healthier lifestyle that outlasts any trendy diet. And it might be fun. Those trendy diets are great. And you're like, oh, woohoo. And maybe you do lose 5-10 pounds quick, right? But how long will that last? When you do it this way, with little things, you're creating what? Healthy habits. And that's the key. Go out, my friend, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.